Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world, glowing, brilliantly glowing, shedding light upon their happy faces, and listening as they tell me the stories of the adventures that they've been having. I was visiting with a very wonderful group of children, and they were just having a great time. And their names are Martin, Stefan, Adrian, and Katrina. And they were sitting around discussing what is important in life. And Katrina told her brothers Martin and Adrian, the important things in life is to be yourself and have fun. Just to always have fun, to always enjoy yourself, to always do all the things that make your life just feel so wonderful. And Stefan says, well, that's okay for you and your brothers, but I've got other things that I've got to pay attention to. And Katrina says, no, 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 no. You don't have to pay attention to anything. Just be yourself. But I have so many things to do. My dad says that I should be a banker, and my mom says that I should do this and I should do that, and that I should do things around the house, and my brothers are always telling me what to do, and my sisters are always telling me what to do, and I want to be myself. And Katrina says, well, that's just what I told you. Be yourself and have fun. And Martin said, well, I like to be myself and have fun by liking everybody, by going around being a nice guy and having lots of friends. And Adrian says, well, I am a nice guy and everybody wants to be my friend. I am a nice guy and I'm having a very happy time and a very happy life. And Katrina says, oh, you guys, you don't know what happiness is. And they looked at her and said, well, what makes you think you know what happiness is, Katrina? And so Katrina said, well, I've been there, done that. To me, happiness is when everything in your life brings a smile to your face, when everything in your life brings joy into your heart, when everything in your life makes you feel 10 feet tall. 10 feet tall, how about that, Adrian says. If I were 10 feet tall, oh man, could I look at stuff. And Martin says, well, I sometimes feel 10 feet tall. Sometimes I feel, whenever I've done something very special and very nice, I feel 10 feet tall. And Stefan says, well, sometimes I feel 10 feet tall, but my family doesn't think that I'm 10 feet tall. They think I'm a little runt. They think I'm a short guy. But, you know, I always know who I am. And Katrina says, well, Stefan, who are you? And Stefan says, I was born on a very special day in a very special hospital here in Switzerland. And I was the thousandth child or whatever that was. And I was treated like a prince. And I was called Prince Stefan. And all of my life, I have been Prince Stefan. And Katrina says, you know, I knew there was something very special about you. You always walk with such dignity. You act with such charm. You are so brilliant. You are really more of a king than a prince. But prince is okay, too. Prince Stefan, yeah, I like that name. That's nice. Katerina said, wow, 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 I like that name. I think that's great. Then, can I be a princess? And Stefan says, well, I think being a prince or being a princess depends on whether we act like a prince or a princess. Now, what do you think a princess would act like, Katerina? Stefan was always trying to pull her leg. And Katrina says, well, to act like a princess, I know that I am a wonderful person. I know that all of life is just designed to make me happy. I know that everywhere I go and everything I do, life is just a great, 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 great joy. Yes, yes, and? And Martin said, well, I really do. I'm a prince. You're a prince, Martin? You act more like a lackey than a prince. Well, what's a lackey? A lackey is someone who is the servant of somebody else. No, I'm a prince. I'm just a nice prince. I don't go around telling other people what to do, and I don't tell other people what they should think and say, and I don't go around bossing other people. I just go around being myself. I am prince for myself. I am the prince of my life. And Adrian was not quite sure about that, and he says, well, I don't know. Do you wear the clothes of a prince? Do you treat yourself like a prince? Does everyone respect you as a prince? And Martin said, yes, Adrian, everyone respects me as a prince. And Adrian, if I am a prince, and I am a prince, you are my brother, and you are a prince too. And Katrina is my sister, and she is a princess. And Stefan, you're a prince too, because they told you that at the hospital. So here we are, a very royal group of people, very, very special, very, very wonderful. And Katrina says, I kind of like this conversation. This is the kind of stuff that is fun. This is the kind of stuff that I like very, very much. All of us, prince and princess. Oh, wow, this is so great. You know, Mr. Candle? Katerina was telling Mr. Candle all these wonderful things. You know, Mr. Candle, being a princess is fun. There's no work to it. And Mr. Candle said, well, Katerina, some people make a lot of work out of whoever they think they are, and other people have a lot of fun in whoever they think they are. Now, Martin, what do you think you are?
I am a prince.
Adrian, what do you think you are?
I am a prince.
Stefan, what do you think you are?
I know I'm a prince.
And Katerina, who do you think you are?
I'm Princess Katrina.
I'm Princess Katerina. Oh, yes, I am. I'm Princess Katerina. Princess from Edmatingen in Switzerland. I am the Princess of Edmatingen in Switzerland. I am Princess Katerina. Oh, you guys are wonderful. Playing these games is always a lot of fun. Now, how does a prince and princess act? Well, they're loving, they're considerate, they do what they're told to do, they don't go around bossing people around, they just go around loving people, and they're just wonderful all of the time. Well, I sure would like to be in the kingdom where you are prince and princess. That sounds just great to me, said Mr. Candle. Ho, ho, boy. Now, boys and girls, here comes the Sandman. He's going to put pixie dust all over you and send you off to happy dreams. So now jump into bed and call your mummies and daddies and get your hugs and your kisses and be ready for a good night's sleep, because it's that time again. Now, my boys and girls, I love you with all my being, and I'll see you another time real soon. Just know that I love you. I love you. I love you.